Well, it's Tuesday. We're starting up something new for the 2012 season. General Manager Rick Smith joins us now. We're going to do a weekly conversation, and let's start with 2012. High expectations, but that's something that you guys embrace, and I know you're excited about.
Well, I am excited about it. It's what we've been working for, and it's an opportunity for us to go out and say we've got a championship caliber football team, and you know, if we can stay healthy and play up to our abilities, I think we have every chance.
Yeah, this roster has just been whittled down to the 53 plus the practice squad. A lot of good players wound up getting cut. That speaks volumes about what you guys have accomplished, isn't it?
It does, and interestingly enough, we actually led the league in the number of players that were claimed by other teams. And so we had, you know, we had six guys claimed by other teams, and then if you include the trade of Sherrick McManus to the Chicago Bears, you know, then when it's all said and done, we've got five players on other teams that weren't necessarily a fit for our team. But I think it speaks to the depth that we've assembled here, and we're excited about that.
So I guess I'm not going out on a ledge when I assume this is the toughest cut you've had to make because so many good guys are not on the team anymore.
Well, it was. And you know, what you try to do as a talent, you know, evaluator slash, you know, guy that's responsible for acquiring it all is to provide your team with as many competitive situations as possible so that you give, you know, yourself the best chance to get the best guys, because competition breeds excellence. And so that's what we did. But when you do that, a byproduct, as you mentioned, you know, is the fact that you're going to cut and have some really, really difficult decisions to make. And we had that this year. But I think it means that we've got a quality football team.
Let's talk about the two newest Texans, fullback Tyler Klutz. Mm-hmm. You get him in the trade from Chicago. And then you also have Ryan Harris, a guy that I'm sure you guys are familiar with from, you know, knowing people in Denver and your time in Denver.
Well, when we made the 53 cut down, we had two primary positions that we still had some concern, and that was the fullback position. And then obviously in the fourth preseason game when Rashard Butler tears his tricep, then obviously there's an issue there at swing tackle. You know, Andrew Gardner has done a nice job, but we felt like we probably needed to go and find a player that was maybe capable of playing at a little bit of a higher level than he is at this point. And so, you know, the first thing is a trade with the fullback. I had been evaluating him and watching him, you know, throughout the course of the preseason. And when it was an opportunity for us to make the trade, when it looked like, you know, Sherrick wasn't going to make the team, and we decided to make that trade, that spoke to one of the areas of concern. And then obviously when Denver terminated Ryan, he became available, and he's a guy who's played in our system, played for Rick Dennison, played both right and left tackle. So he fits the bill. He's not just, you know, I think he's capable of a lot more than just a backup swing tackle. He's a starter-level caliber player in this league. And so for us to be able to address both those areas of concern the way that we did, as quickly as we did, you know, we were very pleased about that.
Yeah, that just engenders competition.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we move on to other things, every NFL player has a unique journey. How does Klutz's stack up with others, AFL, CFL, UFL? I mean, he was an insurance agent.
What it speaks to his desire, I think, number one, his commitment to being a professional football player. And he has worked and improved in each place that he's been. And that's what, you know, what has given him an opportunity to be here and be a part of our football team.
The defensive rookies you guys drafted, Whitney Mercilus, Jared Crick up at the top. Mm-hmm. What have your impressions been of them through August?
Very pleased. You know, Whitney, everything that we thought that he was with respect to rushing the passer, the natural ability that he has, the work ethic, all of those things are there. And so we've been excited about him. Jared, if you remember, when we talked about him before, not the kind of player that necessarily shines in an OTA setting without the pads. But as soon as we put the pads on, you know, he got hurt initially, had a concussion, you know, so he missed a little bit of time. But as soon as he got in, you know, you start to see what he's capable of. I think that first game he played about 25 snaps, and you knew right off the bat that he was going to be a very important part of that rotational part of our defensive line, and I've been pleased.
The nature of your job means that you have to have a clinical look at things, but how much fun do you have seeing the capabilities of this defense?
Oh, it's a lot of, I mean, I'm a former defensive coach, right. And so, you know, I enjoy studying defense, and to watch our guys, I think the biggest resume or biggest thing characteristic about our defense is that they play so hard. And that's something that you have to do in order to play good defense. And we've got a group of guys that work extremely hard, that play hard, that play for each other, and they believe in what we're doing, and they believe in Wade's system, and they believe in the calls that he makes, and they have an expectation to be good and to be successful. And, you know, all of those elements combined give us a chance to be really good on defense again this year.
Organizationally wide, you guys were ecstatic to bring Arian Foster back in the fold. Gary Kubiak, about a week or so ago, said this is the best camp he's seen from Foster. What have you seen?
Well, first of all, he was never out of the fold, but he earned the right to sit down at the table and talk about a contract extension, and we were very, very happy to do so. You know, after his first year of success, he came in and we sat down and I said, hey, you know, you've done an outstanding job, but you've got to go do it again and show us that you can do it again. And the reason why Arian has had the success that he's had, and I think this is what Gary is speaking to, is the fact that he's a worker. And I don't know if people equate Arian Foster with hard work, but the guy has a level of commitment to working in the offseason that's second to none. And he had another outstanding offseason. And he came to training camp ready to go, and he had a great training camp. And I think we can expect big things from him again this season.
Put in hard work with Cedric Smith, the strength and conditioning coach, as well as with his brother, Abdul Foster, his trainer. Really exciting stuff to watch that you're talking about. Last thing, kicking situation. Shane Graham is the starter. 21 of 22, 95%. I know he hasn't gotten to kick as much as other guys over the last 2 years, but he's the most accurate guy in the NFL 2010, 2011, regular and postseason. Pretty comfortable with what you got there, right?
Very comfortable. And you know, when we made the decision to move on from Neil last year, we did so not just assuming that we were going to go young. We wanted to create, again, another sense of competition somewhere. And when obviously we selected, you know, Randy in the sixth round, we really like his skill set. We like his mental approach to the game. And we wanted to find the best available option to compete. And, you know, and all of our evaluations, you know, like you say, we thought that Shane represented that. And so the competition was fierce. It's unfortunate what happened to Randy, but I will say this, Shane earned his right to be on this football team. And he's done an outstanding job this preseason, and I'm looking forward to, you know, to him helping us win some games this year.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to you again next Tuesday. Miami is on the docket. That's going to be a good one. Week one, no loss of excitement around here.
No, it can't be. I mean, anytime, with the level of expectation that we have, and it's the game, first game of the season, and we're home, you know, all of those things, it should be an exciting, exciting time here in Reliant, and we're looking forward to the fans, and we're looking forward to, you know, putting on a good show.
General Manager Rick Smith, always good to talk with you.
Good to see you.